Well, I've been having the privilege of speaking with Richard Schiff. You might know him from The West Wing. Also, currently, he's on The Affair on Showtime. He's on Ballers and so many other movies and shows. And as promised, we're now going to find out what would be his best advice for our local actors. We've got a very big theater town here, our Civic Theater. What would you be your best advice to some of our young and aspiring actors?
Nowadays, I tell actors, because I talk to acting schools all over the country, and my advice is, find a way to do your own work. And I did that as a theater director in New York. I'd find plays and produce them myself and create work for myself, because who's going to hire you? No one
right.
knows you, and it's not like you go to Yale School of Drama and come out with a network of people that are going to constantly work with you and hire you. So nowadays it's so much easier to do your own film. It's cheap, digital generation, the technology is such where you can put something together. You have YouTube and you have all these outlets that you can express yourself onto. So that's my advice. Work hard and create your own work, write your own stuff, and get your friends to do it with you.
Well, working hard does not seem to be an issue for you. You got that down. In fact, you have a film coming out next year.
We have a couple. I can't remember them all. I know there's this one called The Men.
Right.
Science fiction film. And I honestly don't have the other ones in my mind. I don't know what else I've done.
Do you think you'll ever get back into directing again?
Well, I did direct a couple of West Wings, and I directed a TV show called In Treatment a couple of years ago. I get asked quite a bit. The schedule is tough because it takes a lot of your time to prep and then to edit. I think the next thing I direct will be something that I write. And I think that's coming down the pike.
You might have to quit at least one or two jobs to do that.
I might have to quit all my jobs to do that. I think that's the issue. A friend of mine, Don Cheadle, just did a wonderful movie called Miles Ahead about Miles Davis.
Mm.
That took a huge job. And he's as busy an actor as you'll ever find. And he had to shut it all down for quite a long time and get that together and shoot it and edit it and take it to the festivals and all that stuff. But he did a fantastic job, so he's my role model.
Well, if you could choose any one actor to work with, who would it be?
Probably Marlon Brando, but that's going to be a little difficult.
That would be difficult.
You know what? Ahead of Marlon Brando would be Spencer Tracy. He was my all-time favorite actor. But I've gotten to work with great actors, Al Pacino a few times, and these great character actors that work all over the place. I've not yet worked with Robert De Niro. That would be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah. And somehow amongst all of this, you still manage to get some family time in and even swing a golf club now and then?
I do play golf here when I'm not working, and I drive my daughter to school every morning so that we can spend some time together. And my son is in school in Chicago, so it's a little tough to see him on a regular basis, but I'll go visit him if I get a chance. My wife came up with me to Vancouver. She's very busy with her own company, and she's an actress as well.
Well, very impressive way of juggling everything that you do. And I'm so excited that you took a little bit of time out to talk with us this morning. I appreciate that so much.
My pleasure. I love the state of Idaho. I've been through it a few times, and it's a gorgeous state and very friendly people.
We like to think so. You've always got friends in Lewiston, Idaho, so if you ever make it through here.
I will come by. I'll come by and have a cup of joe with you.
Hey, I make the best coffee in the state.
Excellent. That's even more motivation.
Well, I will let you get on. I know you've got a lot more to go to, but I just want to say thank you so much. Again, Richard Schiff with us this morning, and make sure you catch him on one of his many shows, Showtime, HBO, DirecTV, and soon be hitting the big screen once again.
Yeah.
Thank you so
Thanks
much,
so much,
Richard. Have a great day.